This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The 10th of April. We are one third of the way through the month of April. And look at what we're doing for fun and games here. The DJV program, exactly as it is supposed to be, constituted by having Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen at your service, and all of you with the bright, beautiful eyes that you have, the sound of our voices, the freckles on your face, the charm, or a lack thereof, depending on who you are and what your makeup is. No accidents. Let's have some good focus today. It is, well, we always are focused, but the focus, I think, is because there's a sense, there's a turnabout going on to a bit anyway. The testing that's going on, a couple of different items here, the NIH. Isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen who are listening and participating in all of this, that yesterday we started by discounting the value of the Z-Pack and hydrochlorowungamungalunga, whatever it is.
Wait, we did? I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, discounting? We talked about other people discounting it, not us. Oh. Other people discounting it. And now, today, we're going to start testing using it. So, the long and winding road.
It's been working in New York, and Governor Cuomo was asked about it, and he said, so far, the people who have been tested have shown very good results. So that's,
how come the media doesn't give him a hard time for saying
that? Good question.
Because it's fact-based, I guess, because they've been officially tested.
How is it fact-based? If he, hold
Trump,
on.
I'm just saying the media is not giving him a hard time because it's an official testing spot and he's reporting the results. I think that's the major difference. I agree with Trump. We all agree with him on this one. He has been saying it early on. He has doctors in New York who are friends of his and acquaintances who have been using this combination for a while. He does know anecdotally that it works. We're all in agreement on that. I think the reason that the media has given him a hard time is because, look, we know how he words things. It's come across as a little bit irresponsible at times, and I think that's why he's getting flack. An official testing site in New York is very different than saying, well, you know, it works, and you try it if you want, I'm not a doctor, and saying the things he said. There's a very different approach there.
But it's the lack of imperfection. It's the same old thing. I'm not the sympathy here isn't necessarily a personality, but by being, it is something that's available to the news media. Go to, as a matter of fact, I'm going to post this. This is a site, the French equivalent to the NIH, has posted every morning in the newspapers in France the results of, and it's in French, but I can read enough of it to be moderately dangerous. So they have the results of they have the number of people, for example, and they put number of people in the world who have confirmed cases, and it's as of midnight last night, 1,512,698, without the real numbers from China. The number of people who have died of coronavirus, 88,148 around the world, again discounting the Chinese numbers. The number of people who have had the tests in, IHU Mediterranean, the infection, number of people that have used this drug, 66,225. I may not be getting the translation right here, but at any rate, what it does, it's there to give the results of using the combination Z-Pak and the malaria disease. And the number of people who have been treated with it in France, 3,931. The number of people who have died after having been treated, 57.
And in those cases, because I have been watching a lot of these videos that the Institute in Marseille has been putting out, where they do all this stuff, and those people who died from it, it's not because they died from complications of it. They were already already too late. Right. So, but they're also the thing that's interesting too, in France doing all this testing, and now they're sharing the data with Ireland and with England, and they're really doing a great job of sharing the information as quickly as they get it. But they're also the thing that we're not talking about over here yet, which we have to. They're also being careful who they're giving it to. They're not just giving it to every single person, because they do know about the pre-existing conditions with hearts and stuff. With eyes.
Yeah. Right.
So it is not a drug or a combo that is for everyone, but for the people who eligible, it really does seem to be working pretty well. The only danger about this virus, though, is more and more information is coming out now, is that it's mutating, and Dr. Fauci talked about it. It's mutating in the way that AIDS did early on, and before they were kind of always behind the curve with AIDS, because as soon as they thought that they nailed the treatment for it, it would then mutate. So I think that the second and maybe third wave, if we get to that point of this virus, I think we're going to see that we're going to have to adjust it like the AIDS cocktail was adjusted, because it is mutating.
The vaccine they come up with is going to have to be usable for more than one type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I thought the numbers were interesting. In Spain, number of cases, 146,690. The number of people who have died, 14,673. So like 10% of the people who had it in Spain have died. In Italy, 139,000 cases, 17,000 have died. In Belgium, 23,000 cases of it. About 10% again, about 2,300 people have died. It's pretty consistent, these numbers, through Europe, except in France, where they've used this, or where they've started to use it a little bit more. In England, 61,000 cases, 7,100 people have died.
Boris Johnson got it?
Johnson
out
is out of intensive
now.
Care.
Yeah. I know, that's why I was wondering if he got it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, he has it. He's tested
cocktail
positive.
Cocktail? What do you mean?
No,
did
no, no.
Oh.
If he used the hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pack.
We don't know.
I'm going to bet that.
It hasn't been made public yet, but maybe.
Yeah,
because
I was wondering
about
that yesterday.
Because he would be a prime candidate. Now, we don't know if he has any existing conditions, but he would be a prime candidate for the cocktail, because he couldn't deal with it alone at home, went into the hospital, needed some non-ventilator oxygen. So at that point in the progression of the virus, it seems to be if you give the cocktail at that point, then several days later people leave the hospital, and that's exactly what he did. So I'm just playing Sherlock, and it feels like he probably did get that treatment, just by the way, the way his week went.
Yeah. It's very interesting to compare, like 313 people out of a million have died in Spain. And when you compare that number to America, 44 people out of a million have died. In other words, 44 of the population, 44 out of every 1 million have died. 430,000 cases in America, 14,739 people have died. That's a pretty stark number.
What was really stark yesterday when I was watching Governor Cuomo's press briefing? What's really stark for New Yorkers, 9/11 is, was the worst day in the history of the city, and especially in the New York area. It was just awful. And we lost, he put up the stat yesterday, it kind of blew my mind, 2,753 people died on 9/11. That was horrible, and we thought, we would never see anything like that again. In New York alone, we've already lost over 7,000 people to this virus. Mm-hmm. So that was very sobering. Everybody in New York that I knew yesterday was just passing that stat around, kind of going, wow, this is really somber.
And then to speak to the Chinese and the lying and whatever else is going on over there, they've only reported 82,000 cases. Their number is 2.4 people dying per million, which is so laughable when you compare it to any other country. But that's, kind of what you're dealing with.
Well, now there are new cases in Wuhan again. They just reopened the city, and now they have new cases, which...
Yeah.
I don't know, Americans, especially the hardest hit places, you know, we really need to be prepared to buckle down because we just cannot start going back out again with a little bit of good news because we're going to get hit really hard. And going back to the Spanish flu that you always talk about, Doug, apparently I didn't know this, but that came in three waves.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. So the number of people, the only countries that have had no deaths are, let's see, Eritrea. Has had no, and Richard don't
Where's
even know
that
where
that
is.
Eritrea is on the coast of Africa,
the Horn of Africa.
Right next to Ethiopia.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Ethiopia, yeah. Right.
That's where my African cousin lives, the Horn of
Africa. New Zealand, 0.2.
The Horn.
The Horn of Africa, yeah. Let's see here. What else have we? I'm looking at some of these numbers and thinking, I don't normally care much about numbers, but this really, this daily thing, Nigeria, zero deaths. Vietnam, no deaths. Senegal, no deaths. Bangladesh, no deaths. Let's see here. Rwanda, places in Africa. India has had no deaths. I find that hard to believe, but that's what the numbers say here. Anyway, so we see where we are. The testing begins for these people, and it'll be monitored, and I'm thinking at the end of the day it'll come out okay. And again, it's not about who's right, who's wrong. Let's fix this. Because there are a lot of people who are being still, as you suggested, Victoria. They're being people are relaxed a little bit, and they get exposed to this stuff. It's interesting that essential workers who've been exposed or may have been possibly exposed to the disease and who are asymptomatic can go back to work under new guidelines announced yesterday by the director of the CDC. One of the critical things we can do, he said, is to keep our workforce working, that's for sure. Because it's hard under the circumstances for the people, and I go back to the small business people who are trying to make heads or tails out of a lot of these government forms. There are a couple of easy forms and easy ways to apply for help, and then there are a couple of really difficult things that are being used. And most of the states are backing off of having their own programs and sending everybody to the small business site. And by the way, I tried yesterday after we talked about it, Victoria, to find some more information so I could sign on to the small business. There are a couple of different suits, apparently, as I looked around. There's one with a bunch of California businesses all by themselves, Jennifer. Did you know that, that there are a group of small businesses in California?
Mm-hmm.
That was what we talked about yesterday. But there's another group.
And the second one, yeah.
Started, yeah, right, exactly.
People are doing what they can to survive. It's been long enough now where things are really starting to sink in for people, I think.
And yeah.
The damages are stacking up. I know, you know, I was cruising along, and then all of a sudden yesterday it's like the harsh reality of what are we going to do? You know, and there's another month ahead of us. It's just, it's tough.
Yeah.
And for restaurants, they're all facing that same reality as
I think
well.
You're right about that. It's going to be at least May before anything.
Oh, they're already talking in California. Universal Studios isn't going to reopen until at least the end of May. And in California, the governor's already been talking about how the Apex isn't going to come till May. So I plan that we're not getting back to normal, at least in our state, until June. The rest of the country may have some glimmers of hope about May, and I hope they come true, but
yeah,
it's going to be tough.
A lot of stuff will be different. Here's something that will help you through. This is different in the sense that the many factories in our country have changed their production to provide masks, and there still is a huge need for them here and around the world. That's what they did at MyPillow. But they still want you to remember that there are fabulous buys now at MyPillow.com. If you're needing something, and this is why we've touted this as much as we have, because the MyPillows are great because you wash them, you dry them, keep them clean. Their sheets, everything, you keep it clean. Keep it clean. You ladies said you were changing your sheets every week. I'm trying to do it more often than that. Big deals, up to 66% off on everything now in the catalog. MyPillow.com, examples, the regular price of their premium Platinum Premium Pillows are $79.99. You get them now for $29.99. Plenty of other examples. Go to Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. And if you order the book that tells the story of Mike Lindell's life, you'll save on shipping as well, and a gift card will come to you from MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to save two-thirds.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Sing a song, sweet music man, 'cause I won't be there to hold your hand like I used to. I'm through with you. You're a heck of a singer and a powerful man, but you surround yourself with people who demand so little of you.
Dolly again.
But you touched my soul with your beautiful song. You even had me singing along right with you. You said, I need you. Then you changed the words and added harmony. Sang the song you had written for me to someone new. Oh, but nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Oh, and nobody else can make me sing along. And nobody else can make me feel things are right when I know they're wrong. But nobody sings a love song quite like you.
Tribute to Kenny Rogers.
Sing your song, sweet music man.
Sweet music man is one of the songs. Charlie, listen to how precise the guitar is on this. That's what affects me. I listen to her and how great she sounds and how well the guitar. I think she's playing.
This is just her from the CMT special. Yeah. The video is wonderful. It's just her little home setup and her voice. Yep. Just, oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, still got it. So Wednesday night, there was the first broadcast of CMT Giants, Kenny Rogers, a benefit concert for Music Cares, the relief fund for COVID-19. It aired on CMT, featured intimate at-home performances of songs for which Rogers was well known, included appearances from Vince Gill, Jason Isbell, Amanda Shires, Gavin DeGraw, Jennifer Nettles, Lady Antebellum, Lionel Richie, Michael McDonald, Randy Houser, Rascal Flatts, and of course, Dolly. Rogers passed away on the 21st of last month. He was 81. The voice that brought us The Gambler, Lucille, just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I know when I watched the repeat of the Dan Rather interview he did on Access, he was talking. Dan said, what do you have to sing to please the audience when you're out there performing? He said there are about 11 songs that I have to sing no matter what. People like The Gambler and Lucille and Yeah, the this one here, it's just that he was remarkable. I always thought he was fabulous. I loved listening to his voice. I liked his personality. I liked the silly cowboy movies he did called The Gambler, the series of those on TV. And the Sweet Music Man song that you heard at the beginning there, a very candid personal song from his longtime friend and duet partner, Dolly. The tribute that perhaps best summed up his collective, or all of their thoughts, really, about who, about what he was like and how they were inspired by him. In 1977, the year Rogers included the song, his daytime friend's LP, Parton also cut it as the closing track on her breakthrough country album, Here You Come Again. As we were, it's really kind of interesting. I have stark memories of this because my wife, first and only wife, were going through a divorce at that time when this song was popular. And she used to play this song all the time. Whenever I was in the house or when I was in around, she would play this song with an obvious reason for playing it. So it has a special place in my heart and head as well. So good work by Dolly and the gang. Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong continued his No Fun Mondays quarantine series with a cover of the Bangles' Manic Monday, recruiting the band's singer Susanna Hoffs for a video cameo. The two put a rock spin on this hit from 1986, written by Prince. In addition to his own weekly series, Armstrong appeared in Elton John's living room concert for coronavirus relief to play Green Day's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. The event also featured Dave Grohl, Billie Eilish, Mariah Carey, Sam Smith. Armstrong will take part in the Lady Gaga TV special, One World Together at Home, which supports COVID. When is that going to be? That's the 18th, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
McCartney, Stevie Wonder be in that. Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, John Legend, Lizzo, Billie Eilish also will be on that. Air
it's going to be good.
April 18th, it will be. It's 28 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus in the United States from the White House. President Trump says,
hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
Correspondent Robin Walensky has more.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. That's a very, very positive development.
Shining a light on healthcare heroes fighting the pandemic. Landmarks across the nation will take part in a Lighted Blue event tonight. One way to show gratitude for essential workers dedicated to fighting coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
About what's happening every single day. It's the DJV way for you to begin the day, maybe spend some time during the middle of the day. Depends on where you are and what's going on with that radio station. You can listen to all of this anytime you want to on demand at iTunes and at TuneIn Radio, or just go to DJVshow.com so we can share our hopeful movement with you. I don't know what that... I think about that. Yes, lots of people have helpful movements. The meditation stuff is grabbing on. A lot of people now are getting religion, or they're thinking, well, maybe I should think a little bit differently about the way I live my life. A meditation yesterday in 50 or so different countries, led by Deepak Chopra. There are a lot of people finding inner strength. A lot of people just giving up. I don't want you to do that. I hope you don't. Anyway, because there's a powerful force. If you don't feel it on your own, you kind of feel it when you're together. There's a lot of hope across the globe for a lot of things. But yet, as things change, some things stay the same. Lori Loughlin, remember her, the actress, her husband, a bunch of other parents have asked the judge to dismiss charges against them in the college admission scandal. They're charged, as you'll remember. It's almost like this doesn't... We haven't heard stories like this for, what, a month, month and a half? Nobody's...
Well, the courts are all shut down, so nothing's really happening.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God for that. I don't have to do jury duty.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's not a good attitude. You should want to do jury duty. It's a great way to be.
I got no time.
No. It's good for. It's almost a good way to rest your head. The prosecutors still, in this case, say that Ms. Laughlin and her husband agreed to pay $500,000 to get their daughters into University of Southern California because they were athletes. They were rowers. So what did you say? Somebody saw them yesterday? Are you there's
yeah,
a video
pictures,
someplace floating around?
TMZ released the pictures of the two girls, the dum-dum daughters, I call them, the two dum-dums sitting on a rowing machine. And it's just a still picture of them, you know, rowing. And a friend of mine rowed in college for University of Pennsylvania, and she said, I can look at this picture and tell they've never been on a rowing machine and they've never rowed crew, just by one picture. So she said, there's no way the coach didn't take one look at that and say, you're completely lying to us. So obviously everyone was complicit.
So they tell these girls to get on a rowing machine. Or
the dad did, yeah.
To get on a rowing machine, they took a picture and then they photoshopped it into a canoe or whatever those things are called. Whatever. Okay, so that's what they did?
Yeah. Essentially, yes, that is exactly what the father did.
Oh, good God.
Lovely. They also...
Well, then, you know what? Congratulations. We've probably all been on a crew team now. Who knew that we knew that? But now we've all been.
Well, my daughter is a great example. In the attic of my house is a huge oar that belonged to my daughter while she was in the crew. She saved it. We used to have it on the wall in the old house, but we don't have a wall big enough to hold it because it's like 20 feet long or something. I mean, it's huge.
So then Megan could probably take a look at those pictures, too. And
she
say
did.
Her form is bad.
Right. And Megan was on this crew team for 4 years.
Yeah.
She used to go up and down the Thames when she was at Oxford. She and a bunch of, I think there were about 14 girls in the crew. And I used to go over there. I made sure I was there for all of her races. My father did it. The whole family did because it was Megan Shine. She came out of what was quite a shell when she was here, when she went over to England and was on her own. And one of the things that she really always wanted to do was be in the crew. And she couldn't do it here because she wasn't big enough. But over there, skill was more important than size. So anyway, she won this oar. And I'm thinking about this when this first happened.
How did she get that back from England? That's a big oar to travel.
We shipped it in a plane. It wasn't easy.
See, we know Doug in the sad years, but Doug used to be rolling in the dough, I think, and he could spend money on things like this. Am I right, Dougie?
Well, spend money on what?
Shipping an ore back to the United States.
Oh, yeah. No, and well, I mean, it's no secret. Between 2002 and the crash of 2009, I made a lot of money.
Guess when I started on this program?
2009.
2006.
Yeah.
But I was just volunteering at that point. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay. Anyway, we'll all get caught up in the end.
I'm just having some fun because we're all in this boat. Boy, oh boy.
And we really are. Now we are. Woof. This makes 2009 look like a picnic. In terms of my business, this business, there are radio stations that are giving time away just to have advertisers on the station. Yeah, it's helping them out, but it also makes the station sound like it's normal when many of the local advertisers. And it's too bad because this always happens. Now you got me. You pushed one of my buttons.
Uh-oh.
I was the kiss of death on this program, apparently.
This? Yeah, look, you're still here. The fact that people, you need business, the stores at least that are open now, need business. And so to not advertise, especially if you're like trying to sell cars or you're trying to get people to do takeout or whatever it is, there's some of the takeout outfits have done fabulously well around here anyway. I don't know about where you are, but some of the restaurants that are focused, and I'm not talking about the McDonald's and the Chick-fil-A's and all these other fast food.
They're actually doing really badly.
Yeah.
Fast food is
and
way
a lot
down.
Of the workers are walking out because one of the problems, at least in California, I don't mean to stop your rant.
No,
but
go ahead. Of course you do. Go ahead.
As an employer, it is a new law. It's an executive order in the county and the city of Los Angeles and actually all through Southern California. I'm guessing through most of the state of California, but I don't know that to be true. you have to, starting actually at midnight, so, you know, 3 hours ago our time as we record this program, you have to wear a mask every time you're out, or you will be you can be fined, you can be arrested. Businesses do not have to serve you. When you're out, you have to have a mask on.
So where are they getting them?
This is exactly it. So one of the rules is that employers, if you're an essential business, employers have to provide employees with masks. And if you don't, then you have to reimburse the employee for their mask purchases. Okay. Well, you think you can find a mask or Lysol wipes or, I mean, it's really difficult to find the disposable mask that an employer would have to find. So instead, you have to rely on the employee finding a cloth one and then, I guess, just reimbursing them. But a lot of the fast food workers, back to your point, this is why it's all related, are having a hard time because they're walking off the job thinking that their conditions aren't safe enough to actually work because they're dealing with people all the time, but the employer doesn't have the resources to get paper towels, get the right type of cleanser so that they keep everything clean. It's a multi-level problem for sure.
It sure is. It's very interesting to look around and see how some of these companies are dealing with the realities of what the rules are or how they're trying to take care of their workers. Costco is a pretty good example of that. They're giving health workers and first responders priority when it comes to getting into the store. That announcement came yesterday. Priority access given to these people because of the number of people trying to get into their stores, and sometimes these people can't get in. So if you're on the front lines, you can go right to the front of the line, and the lines are longer and longer and longer at places like Costco. Again, a business that is doing fabulously well because of the size of what you can buy and get out of there. So police officers, medical technicians, firefighters, doctors, nurses go to the front of the line. And I wonder how they're doing with memberships. You got to still have a Costco membership card. Everybody here got a Costco membership card?
No, I use my brother's.
No, I have one.
I've only been to Costco like maybe twice, and I just used my brother's.
I don't go there frequently, but I started using it more in the last place when I lived on the Venice Santa Monica line because there's a Costco gas station down the street, and the gas was always 90 cents at one point in time, less than what you paid at the rest of the gobbledygook stores that were selling gasoline. Anyway, so that's good for Costco. Panera Bread, also, you were talking about business, Jennifer, introducing grocery delivery. I'm finding this.
This is the smartest thing. I have already ordered this for my parents. They're getting a delivery this morning. There's a Panera that's near them that, you know, they're only doing pickup orders and things like that. No one's allowed in the stores anymore. And so for them to have all this inventory, it makes nothing but sense for them to do this. And so I ordered a loaf of bread for my parents, some fresh fruit. They have some dairy products. They have, like, muffins.
Is this extended beyond what's on the menu?
Everything that's from the menu, this is a brilliant move. It takes everything that they use in the store. They have cartons of milk, like they have, you know, for smoothies and things like that they use. They have all the apples that you normally get when you buy a soup or a salad or whatever. So you can get the pre-made salads. I sent my parents some soups, a loaf of bread that they'll that's freshly made, and then they slice it. And I think it's brilliant. They do free delivery, or actually the delivery is like $3. Mm-hmm. And so you can do delivery or you can place your order online.
And they have good quality food.
Yeah.
I think they're quite good.
We're picking up an order this afternoon because we didn't do delivery for us. It's just easier for us to go and pick it up. But then they bring it out to your car and it's all packed up. Everything's sealed. So it's not like, you know, you can put it right in the fridge. It's a genius idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of restaurants that are kind of doing that sort of modified takeout just to try to stay in business. I think I told you, there's a small chain called Stonefire Grill that does takeout and catering. Yeah, I use them to cater a lot of my parties. They do a great job. The food is really good. And so I was looking online for them, and they're actually doing take-home dinner kits for $25. It's like 2 pounds of pasta that you can buy dry, two different kinds of sauce that they make there, a loaf of bread. They have veggie boxes. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff put together. And I was really surprised. I got an email from California Pizza Kitchen, and they're doing the same thing, where you can go in and buy either meal kits already to take home, or they're just giving you veggie boxes, fruit boxes, a loaf of bread, apple juice. I mean, just the stuff that you probably don't want to have to go to the store for, and you can, they'll either deliver it, or like Victoria said, they'll just bring it out to your car if you go to a location to pick it up. It's a smart way for them to try to at least get a little bit extra money and to keep people away from having to go to the grocery store.
And they're not throwing out their food. They're not throwing out their inventory. So it's great. I know a lot of local pizza places are also doing pizza kits, which are fun. You pick up the ball of dough.
Stonefire is doing that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good for them. Speaking of good, today's Good Friday, commemorating the death of Jesus on the Mount, the cross on Calvary. That was at the time outside the walls of Jerusalem. Jesus crucified the Friday before Easter. Most Christian denominations recognize the day as a pretty holy day. I remember when I was in school, they didn't have school on Good Friday. Members of the Catholic Church, all the Christian groups, Eastern Orthodox, Lutheran, Methodist, you name it. Church services today for a lot of people. There's so much more to the holiday, though, than just the religious rituals. For many, it's an intensely personal day of prayer, devotion, depending on what your feelings were. I think Jesus was probably the most important healer that's ever walked the face of the earth. There were people who were, I remember people trying to say, well, there really wasn't a real Jesus. He was a collective of ideas and stuff. No, there really was a Jesus. And, you know, the other things you believe, what you believe. I believe in miracles. Matter of fact, there's a song. Remember that song? I believe in miracles. There's a miracle. A lot of miracles.
I always notice, and maybe you'll think I'm a crazy person, but I always notice on Good Friday, there's either a rain, or if it's a sunny day, there's always a moment where the sun goes away. No matter what, on Good Friday, keep an eye out for it. It's raining here in California, so I've already checked the box.
Beautiful
for
sunny
me.
Here on the East Coast today. Yeah.
Well, watch for it. See if the sun goes away today.
I will. Television news.
Good Friday, you're right.
Television news. It looks like Kelly and Ryan are the number one daytime television program. Did you see that? Number one daytime television program. Kelly and Ryan. I don't know if it's a. I don't find it hard to believe at all. Their chemistry is very good, and they.
I don't
know
love
how
the at-home
television.
Thing though with them.
I haven't
because
seen
I've watched it a few times and. They just because, and Gelman is also like on Zoom or however they're doing it, but it just feels like there's a lag in the connection. So it just, I don't know, it's not, it's clunky. They need to figure that out.
Well,
I do love the voyeur, from the voyeur perspective, I love watching all of these news people from their homes. trying to figure out which one I'd actually
The weather
like
guy
live in.
Doing it, the background is
in front
backyard.
Of his fireplace.
Saturday Night Live is going to return with remotely produced shows, pretty much like the late night shows that are having all kinds of, Jimmy Kimmel had, what's her face from Friends on? And she said, I don't remember much about doing Friends.
Courtney Cox.
There have been some good shows, actually, that have been produced at home just for fun. You wouldn't want to have it all the time because the word is clunky that you used, and it is. Anyway, Weekend Update will be on this week. Some of the other things from the, there are going to be some original SNL cast members creating things if you want to see it. It starts Saturday, 11 o'clock Eastern. All right, Ken, Jennifer, tonight, what's up?
Well, let me start with Sunday because it is the season finale of The Walking Dead. I know a lot of people like that. That's on Sunday on AMC.
Tucker will be all excited about that.
Right? I know people love that show. Tonight, I'm going to give you one you're going to like, Dougie. Shark Tank is on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, good CBS show. Is all new with Magnum PI starting things off.
All right, that's it tonight. And meanwhile, you can stay with us because it's daytime here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
After the hour, magic time here. Every week we go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors with me. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on number five. First, Victoria, Facebook and the new app.
Yes, Facebook has launched a new dating feature, and it's designed specifically for couples. It's called tuned, like staying in tune with each other. It encourages couples to create an intimate social network just between the two of them. It's an iOS-only app for right now, meaning it's iPhone only. They have not rolled out anything for Android yet, but you can share your mood, you can exchange music, you can create a digital scrapbook of all of this time that we have together. So Spotify is connected to it, so you can share songs, and you can send each other photos and notes and cards and things like that. So it's kind of cute. I don't know, you know, how popular it'll be once we're not in isolation anymore. But for the time being, it's something that if you want to just connect with your partner, it's a really cute way to do it.
Let me just get some vision here. This is for people who are trying to get together, not couples already, because couples getting together like this would be swingers, the swingers club.
Well, and look, anyone can use it, but it is designed for couples.
For two people to get together, not for couples to be with other couples.
No. For existing couples. It's not a dating app. It's an existing...
Oh!
For existing couples to connect with each other.
Okay. Okay. It's not for swingers. Okay, number four.
No. Number four, Peloton has
announced suspending live classes. What are they offering then?
So what they are doing, which is pretty cool, if you have a bike at home, you do not, this is the thing about Peloton, you don't need to have a Peloton bike, which will set you back $2,800. You can use any stationary bike that you have in your home. And the Peloton app is now free for 90 days. And so they have suspended their live classes, but they do have a lot of pre-taped classes. It doesn't matter if the classes are live or not, especially if you don't have the Peloton bike, which has the screen that's attached to it. So if you just want to get a really good workout, you can use, they have a treadmill app, they have the biking app, and they have a walking app. So all of it is free for the next, if you sign up before the end of the month, you get free classes on the app, which you can also have on your TV. If you have a smart TV, the whole TV will become the app, which is very cool, and it's all free for 90 days.
Right. Number three, working toward number one, Verizon canceling. Ah, here they are again. Your heroes, Verizon.
Yeah, bad news for anybody who's looking for internet connectivity, especially if you've recently moved, then obviously you need, in most cases, you need a technician to come into your home to set up your internet. This is pretty devastating right now because so many people, almost everyone we know, is working from home and kids are learning from home. And if you don't have the internet, I don't even know what you would do besides using your cell phone as a hotspot, and then you're going to have an immense, immense bill at the end of the month. So if you are planning on using Verizon, if you can do the self-install, which I was fortunate enough, our building was pre-wired for it, so I did the self-install. It takes about an hour. If you can do that, that's great. If not, this is really a bad time to need internet.
Yeah, that's for sure. Number two this week is a focus on Amazon. They're doing something that could. Apparently, yes. Would you agree?
This is very good. So Amazon is temporarily extending all of the return windows due to the virus. So if you live in the U.S. or Canada, most items ordered on Amazon between March 1st, they're dating it back to March 1st, and April 30th, you now have a return window that lasts until May 31st of 2020. Depending on where you are in the country, like if you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, I suspect that they will probably push this back maybe even into June because they don't, you know, we're not encouraging people to go out to the post office or the FedEx store or UPS to mail these items back. So I think that it'll probably get pushed back further in those areas. But for the rest of the country who hasn't been as deeply impacted as the East Coast, then you've got until May 31st to return all of your items. Apple has done the same thing. All of the retail stores for Apple have been closed since March 14th. Now, we don't know when they're going to reopen, but Apple says when they do reopen, you'll have an additional 2 weeks after that to return your Apple items to the store.
All right, number one, Instacart got a new deal.
Instacart has just—they have done a—it's unbelievable how much business Instacart is doing. I think it's like a 300% increase recently. So now they've been so busy that no one can find a delivery window. So they've introduced two new options this week. Fast and Flexible is designed for people who need their shopping done as soon as possible, and instead of giving a specific delivery window, they assign the first available shopper. So you'll have to maybe wait a day or two, but you will get your groceries. And then Order Ahead is for people who maybe don't need something for another week or so, and that allows you to, in advance, they've extended it by another week, so you can actually place your order and know in a week or two you will be getting your groceries.
Speaking of countdown, technology, the things we've just been talking about, many of them are in the top 10 story list this week from Talkers Magazine. Interesting. Countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.